Chapter 9. A Night in the Cemetery.
I got the photo on the morning of Curran's murder, Jason explains to Ron. There was no stamp. It was pushed through the letterbox.
Father and son are drinking bottles of beer on Ron's balcony.
And you recognised it? Asks Ron.
Not the photo, replies Jason. I've never seen it before, but I recognise that it's Tony Curran, Bobby Tanner and me in the Black Bridge, where we used to drink. I took you there once when you visited me. Do you remember?
Ron nods and looks at the photo.
And where was the money from?
Drugs, of course, replies Jason. It was always drugs in those days. The police have got this photo.
You know I have to ask, Jason. Did you kill Tony Curran?
Jason shakes his head.
I didn't, Dad, and I would tell you if I did, because you know there would be a good reason. I need to find Bobby Tanner or Johnny. I'm sure it's one of them. I can understand someone else leaving the photo by Tony's body as a red herring, but why send it to me too? Or did Bobby or Johnny want me to know that they did it?
And you want our help to find them?
That's why I'm here, isn't it?
Ron nods.
I'll call Elizabeth.
It's difficult to smoke in a sauna, but Jason is trying hard. Opposite him and his father sit Elizabeth, Ibrahim and Joyce in their towels.
So, I got this photo, Jason is explaining, giving it to Elizabeth.
Ibrahim has wrapped it in clear plastic.
But there's no note, nothing. And I thought that maybe Tony had found it and was thinking, he's a famous boxer and TV celebrity, got lots of money and criminals around him. If he gives me 20 grand, I won't go to the newspapers. So, I decided to ring him.
Was Tony Curran the sort of man who might do that? Asks Elizabeth.
He's the sort of man who might do anything. So, first of all, I got a new phone, a cheap one, in town. I rang him once, then tried again, and then one more time. He didn't pick up. After that, I came here for a quick drink with Dad and Joyce, and that's when we saw Curran arguing with Ventham. After that, I drove down to Tony's house. His car was on the drive, so when there was no answer, I thought he must be able to see me on his CCTV and doesn't want to talk. I understood, too many secrets, so I went home. A bit later, someone from the old gang rang me and said someone had found Tony dead at home. I went cold because I'd got the photo that morning. And in the afternoon, Tony was killed. Then the police learned I'd been to Tony's and they knew I'd rung him. I can see that makes me a strong suspect.
They do have a lot of reasons, agrees Ibrahim.
And you're here to see if we can find your old friend for you?
Asks Elizabeth.
Jason nods. My dad says that you're just as good as the police, and probably better. And it's old friends. There's Bobby Tanner, but also the man who took the photo. His name's Turkish Johnny. He went back to Cyprus just after the shooting.
I have some good sources in Cyprus, says Elizabeth.
So, what do you think? Asks Ron.
Well, says Elizabeth, I feel that this is a problem that you made for yourself, Jason, which came from crime and drugs. And I'm not happy about that.
but you're Ron's son, and I believe you're probably right. I think we can find Bobby Tanner and Turkish Johnny, and quickly. And despite what you've done, I'd like to catch a murderer. Do we agree?
We agree,
say Joyce and Ibrahim.
Thank you,
say Ron and Jason. But I do hope you're telling the truth, adds Elizabeth, because we will catch this murderer, even if it's you. Austin holds on to Ibrahim's arm and steps down onto the lid of the coffin as Bogdan shines a torch on him. Then Austin looks up at Elizabeth and smiles.
This takes me back, Lizzie, he says. Remember Leipzig?
Elizabeth smiles back. She certainly does. Joyce smiles too, because she has never heard Elizabeth be called Lizzie before.
What do you think?
Asks Ron, drinking a can of beer.
Well, from the colour, I think these bones have been down here for some time, replies Austin. What's the date on the grave?
1874, reads Joyce.
They've not been here that long. 40-50 years, perhaps. Not 150.
So someone has buried another body on top of the coffin, says Ibrahim.
Definitely, says Austin. You have a mystery to solve here.
Another nun, perhaps? Elizabeth asks. Are there any dark clothes?
Nothing on this one, says Austin. I'm going to take a few bones with me, if you don't mind. I'll look at them in the morning.
Bogdan looks at Elizabeth.
So, we tell police now?
I think we should wait until Austin reports back to us, says Elizabeth. Now, shall we all go back to Joyce's for a nice cup of tea?
That would be wonderful, says Austin,
putting a handful of bones on the edge of the grave before climbing out.
You lead the way, Lizzie, says Ron,
and finishes his can of beer. Now, we can do this in one of two ways, says Elizabeth. You can shout at us, or you can just accept what has happened and we can get on with it. Your choice. Chris cannot speak for a moment. He looks up to Joyce's ceiling, then down to the floor.
You dug up a body,
he says, finally.
And then you asked an expert to look at the bones, and you did this without reporting it to the police.
Elizabeth, this isn't pretending to be a nun, says Donna. You could go to prison for this.
A nun?
Says Chris.
It doesn't matter, replies Donna quickly. I knew you'd react like this, says Elizabeth. Now, please, can we move on? We didn't want to take up your time until we knew for sure what the bones were.
Imagine if they'd been cow bones, agrees Ibrahim. We'd look like silly old things then.
Anyway, continues Elizabeth, my expert looked at them and, yes, they're human bones. A male who was once shot in the leg, although we don't know if that killed him. He died sometime in the 1970s. As soon as we knew that, we decided to contact you. Think of the money and time we've saved you.
Chris is trying to find an answer. Donna decides to find one for him.
Joyce, you were a nurse. You knew that they were human bones.
Well, yes, admits Joyce.
This is a serious crime. How can you be so stupid?
Enough. If you're going to arrest us, then arrest us, says Elizabeth. You can take us to the station and question us all night. You won't get any answers because none of us will speak. Or you can believe us when we say we were trying to help you. Then tomorrow you can dig up the bones yourselves and send them to your own experts, so we'll all be happily in the same place. And we can spend the rest of this evening enjoying our wine and talking about why someone buried a body on this hillside sometime in the 1970s.
Chris looks at Donna.
We can also discuss whether that same person has just murdered Ian Ventham to keep it secret, adds Elizabeth.
So you think the same person murdered two people, says Chris, with 50 years between them?
It's an interesting question, isn't it? Asks Elizabeth. That it might be someone who was here in the 1970s and is still here now. So, what do you think about the priest, Father Mackie? Was he here when this place was a convent?
It's Dr. Mackie, not Father Mackie, says Donna. We've been checking his past. He's not a priest. He was a doctor in Ireland who moved over here in the 90s. He retired from medicine 15 years ago and lives in a house in Bexhill.
That's confidential, of course, says Chris.
You're quite safe with us, says Elizabeth. Can we just forget about us digging up the bones and share our information?
I think we've shared quite enough for one day, Elizabeth, says Donna.
Oh, really? Says Elizabeth. But you haven't even told us about the Tony Curran photograph yet. We had to find that out for ourselves.
As a way to say sorry, says Ibrahim, perhaps you'd like to know who took the photograph? Chris sighs.
I would like to know that, yes.
It was a man called Turkish Johnny, says Ron. And I think if you find Turkish Johnny or Bobby Tanner, you'll find Tony Curran's killer.
What about your son? Asks Chris. Has he explained his phone calls to Tony Curran on the morning of the murder, or why his car was in the area when Curran was killed?
Yes, says Elizabeth. We're happy with what he's told us.
I'll ask him to call you and explain. Don't worry, says Ron. But shall we try to find this Turkish Johnny and Bobby Tanner?
Let the police do that, says Chris.
I'm sorry, but I'm afraid we can't just let you do that, says Elizabeth. Would you like some wine? Says Joyce.
Chris sits back in his chair and lets her pour it.
If this ever gets back to my boss, I will arrest you and put you in prison myself, I promise.
Chris, no one will ever find out, says Elizabeth. You know what my job used to be?
Well, no.
Exactly.